Look, surprises are hiding everywhere in Chicago, but if you're looking for new experiences in a city this size, the question is, where do you begin? I have a new book and invite you on an interactive mission to solve riddles leading you to over 300 hidden gems in 17 of Chicago's 77 neighborhoods, from the city's smallest bar to a real yellow brick road. Joining me this morning is the author of this book, Jessica Melarnik. Okay, Jessica, you can help me out.
Good morning, Rivers. Thanks for having me. It's Jessica Melarnik.
Do it one more time.
Melarnik.
Melarnik. Okay. It's just that missing vowel between the M and the L that throws me off. I was practicing it all last night.
Yes, the ML is tricky.
But Jessica, it's good to have you. And the book, I started reading through it. It's this is pretty good. What made you do this?
Well, thank you. You know, the idea for a scavenger hunt book started out during the pandemic, really. You know, after about the first year, I was getting tired of walking around the park in my neighborhood. I live in an apartment building. And I wanted to come up with a way for people to experience the city again in a way that was safe. So all of the places in the book, there are riddles and photo clues that lead you to things all across the city, but they're all, they can be viewed from the outside. So that was the idea, of course. You know, there are museums and businesses and cafes, so you can choose to go inside, but it's really whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay, so I have to ask, because you picked 17 out of the 77 neighborhoods. How'd you pick the 17? Well, why'd you leave out the other 60?
Yeah. Well, I was told to choose 17, and maybe for this people we can get to the rest of the city, but of course there's amazing things all across Chicago. But I tried to choose neighborhoods where there's a concentration of interesting or unique or historical things kind of closer together so that people could take the book and experience one of the neighborhoods in, you know, an afternoon or a day, just so things are a little closer together.
Okay, so does that mean that there's bound to be a second edition, third edition?
Hey, I hope so. You know, I'm starting my next book about all of Illinois, Secrets about all of Illinois. So if your listeners have any ideas, please send them my way because it's a big state.
Okay. See, because my listeners are going to, I'm looking through the different neighborhoods that we picked. You did pick Bronzeville. This is good. You did pick Hyde Park. You did pick Pullman, which is good. But I go in and say, well, where are my neighborhoods? Where's Lawndale and where's Garfield Park? And although you did.
Yeah, there's a lot more of the city to cover, of course. So this is really just a starter to get people. My goal is really to get people to experience something new in the city. So whether that means going all the way across town and experiencing neighborhood that you aren't as familiar with, or if you're, you know, in your own neighborhood and you learn something about, you know, a thing that you may have passed by and you were always curious about it, or something that you didn't even know was there. So, you know, in a city like Chicago with so many historic and interesting places, you don't have to go far to be amazed or to learn something new.
Indeed, it was fascinating. I live in Lincoln Park now, so you did cover that one. But going through and looking at it and realizing some of the stuff, some I do know, some I don't. And so thinking about just the rest of the city, if someone gets this, if you live here, it's wonderful to know these kind of fun facts as you move around. It'd be great to do what was really big for a while, scavenger hunts, to kind of pick up on all these. But importantly, how did you come up with all these things?
Well, I did a lot of reading. I just went into different communities and, you know, rode my bike around and talked to people and asked them, you know, I'm trying to represent things that are historic, things that stand out and are visually interesting, but also places that are important to the fabric of the community. So, you know, restaurants that have been there for a really long time, kind of business, local businesses, and landmarks that are important to the community. So a lot of it's, you know, reading, and a lot of it's just by asking people what's important to them in their areas. So, you know, I've got places like museums, cafes, restaurants, public art, historical markers that you may or may not know about. And, of course, as I said, I started writing this during the pandemic, so finding other nature areas was important to me as well, all across the city.
So I'm reading this in the last couple of days. My mom has been with me this week, so we have Jeopardy on. And I thought, I thought, you know, Jessica would probably be good on Jeopardy, knowing these kind of facts. You mentioned you picked up a lot of these things as you rode your bike around, and truly all of the neighborhoods that you picked are really good bike riding really good bike riding neighborhood. So good and interesting to see where it is. Talk about why this is, it's an interesting book in another way because it's spiral bound. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, it's spiral bound because it's really meant to be taken out and used. So whether you leave it in your car and just, you know, if you have a few extra minutes, pop out and see something, or a lot of people will keep it around their house for when they have house guests and then send their guests out on a little adventure or, you know, go on an activity with their church group or their community group. And there's lines to write in there as well. So some people will take notes. So it's really meant to be, you know, a workbook that you can take with you and experience and write in and use.
So let me ask you this question as well. Do you do trivia quizzes? Are you good at those too?
I like to think that I am. You know, I'm not good at the sports statistics. And maybe like the periodic table isn't my strongest, but when it comes to like history, music, things like that, I like to think that I'm okay at trivia.
So just looking through the book and thinking about some of the places that are there, I mean, you point out, for instance, let's see, I don't know what neighborhood I'm in the South Loop. You say you'll think you landed in Jurassic Park on arriving at this natural history landmark, but don't fear the creature that's 40 feet tall. It's not real bones, just a replica. That's all. Is there somewhere in here that you have the answers to all these?
So my publisher did not want to include the answers in the book. They didn't want to give it all away. But I do have a note in the introduction. I've got my email in there. I say, if you need a hint, if you want me to just give you the answers, I'm happy to do that myself. But yes, they are all in rhyme. And I don't consider myself a poet, or maybe I didn't before this. But I did write everything in rhyme. So they're riddles meant to, you know, it's supposed to be fun. Rather than me just telling you all these places, here's a list. It helps, you know, spark the brain. It helps you have a little fun with it and solve the riddles. There's photo clues in there also, so that when you get there, you'll recognize the detail from the photo and you'll know that you found the right place. So I felt a little bit like Dr. Seuss when I was writing these. I started thinking in rhyme after a while. I got into it. But I hope that it's fun for the readers.
So what was the hardest part? Was the hardest part finding the clues, finding the places, or writing the rhymes?
I think the hardest part was narrowing it down, because as you said, there are so many interesting places all across the city and I couldn't fit everything in one book. So yeah, just starting out by choosing places where people could kind of go in a quick afternoon. But yeah, it's around 20 clues per neighborhood. So it's over 300 clues, as you said, but yeah, just narrowing down the places was really hard because Chicago is a fascinating city.
So Jessica, tell us your story. You're from Chicago. Are you? Were you an author? You're a writer. You're a teacher. You're a poet. What's your story?
I am not from Chicago. That's the first thing. I've lived here for 15 years, so I've spent, you know, a decade and a half exploring the city, writing about the city, learning about the city. But I grew up in Cleveland, so not too far away. And yeah, I've been here since 2009. And as soon as I got to Chicago, I was so excited to be in such a dynamic city. And I would, you know, ride my bike or take a jog around different neighborhoods. And things would jump out at me. I was so curious about different things that I saw. And I would ask my friends who were natives of Chicago. Sometimes they knew the answer, sometimes they didn't. So I started just kind of researching things on my own, writing on, I started a blog as well as writing for other publications and websites around town. And that's really how I got into digging into Chicago history, learning as much as I could about the city, and sharing it. Sharing is the most exciting part.
So what brought you here in the first place?
What brought me here? Well, it was the recession, and I got laid off, and I had friends in Chicago, and I just thought, well, I've got a little money saved. Why don't I? I've always liked visiting the city. Let's just jump right in.
And you came and didn't go back, and now you're telling us more about our city that we didn't know. We're talking with Jessica Millard. Say it for me, Jessica.
Lenard.
Yes, Jessica. We'll have more. Her book is titled Chicago Scavenger, The Ultimate Search for Chicago's Hidden Treasures. We're talking about neighborhoods in Chicago. Actually talking about Chicago Scavenger, The Ultimate Search for Chicago's Hidden Treasures, written by Jessica Millard. Close, Millenaric. Jessica, where is your book available?
My book is available at any of your local bookstores. So, 57th Street Books in Hyde Park, Volumes in Wicker Park, the bookseller up in Lincoln Square. Any local bookstore will have it, as well as, of course, you can find it online.
Jessica's book is available wherever you get your books. But as always, we encourage you to go to your independent bookstores because they can certainly use the help. Jessica, I want to ask you a specific question different than how your book is written, because you give us the picture, you give us the clue and riddle, and then we try to figure out if we know where this is in the different neighborhoods. But you also tell us or ask us or show us where is the smallest bar in Chicago?
The smallest bar in Chicago is the Matchbox. It's in the Westbound neighborhood of Chicago.
I thought that was it. Every time I pass it, I go past it all the time. It's right at Ogden and Chicago Avenue.
Yes.
So, yeah, I thought maybe that's it, but maybe there's one that's smaller. But the match appropriately named. So as you went through here, two questions. One, which neighborhood gave you the most, was the most interesting to you? And if you can only go to one place, where do you think that should be?
Oh, that's so tough. Well, I think if you can only go to one place, you should just go somewhere you've never been. Just see part of the city that you aren't as familiar with. Because I think you can just go across town or go to, even the neighborhood next to yours if you haven't spent much time there, and get that sense of discovery that we like, when we go somewhere new. And you don't even have to go far in Chicago because there's so much here. It's so fascinating. But that's what my favorite neighborhood to research was?
Yes.
I think Bronzeville is my favorite neighborhood to research. There's just so much history there. So many iconic people lived in Bronzeville over the years. And, I'm a big music fan. And when I was researching for my first book, Secret Chicago, I learned that gospel music is from Chicago, which maybe your listeners already know, but I didn't know that. I assumed that it kind of came up during the Great Migration. But it was founded here in Chicago, in Bronzeville, at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. And the church is still there, and you can still go and hear beautiful music there today. So I thought that was fascinating. Of course, Bronzeville also has the Southside Community Art Center, so the oldest African-American art center in the whole country, right here in Bronzeville. So, the history is so rich there. And there's always more to learn.
Okay, Jessica, you could not have had a better answer than the one that you gave.
Okay.
There could not have been a better answer. And, we have as our engineer today, the legendary Al Greer, who knows all things music. So if you're a music lover, he's got it and knows and shares much of that with us. But Bronzeville, yeah, good, great, great answer. Great answer there. What else did you find? What did you find out about the city, even though you're here for a decade and a half? But was there anything that surprised you in the research that you did in coming up with these clues in this book?
Yeah, I think what surprised me was just talking to Chicagoans and learning how easy it is for people to stay in their own bubble. And I do the same thing. You go to work, you come home, you go to the neighborhood spots. But just how many people hadn't really ventured beyond their own neighborhood was surprising to me, just because, and I think it's intimidating. It's a big city. I learned that a lot of people want to get out and learn new things about Chicago or experience different things in Chicago, but it's sometimes hard to know where to start. I found that surprising. I grew up in Cleveland, as I said. It's a little smaller. It's a little easier to get around than Chicago can be sometimes, but, we've got great public transit, great, bike lane access, things like that. So I think just part of my goal is just encouraging people to get out there and experience the city, because I do find that surprising.
Yeah, Chicago.
I went down to,
You go on, please.
Oh, just, as I said, I went into different neighborhoods and spoke with members of the community, and I would say, well, what's really interesting around here? What's hidden around here? And they would say, I don't know, I'm here every day. It's not that interesting to me. I'm just used to it. And maybe that's part of that that outside perspective that I brought when I moved here and started researching things, trying to see things from a different light and just, shine a light on how fascinating the city is.
How were the people that you met in doing this?
Oh, fantastic. here's a tip. If you ever need to know the neighborhood secrets, you just go ask the local bartender. They've got them all.
Interesting. Okay. You know, as you were talking, Chicago is big and intimidating unless you've been in New York, because New York is truly big and intimidating. And when you come back to Chicago, it feels like a really nice, good pace that one can be in. And I was thinking about it as well, because in New York, there was a joke that said, this guy asked a cab driver, can you tell me how to get to 49th and Broadway, or should I just go and screw myself? So
That's true. The last time I was in New York, I came back to Chicago, and I felt, you know, just having more space around me and more green space. We have the benefit of a world-class city, but just, a little more space. We have alleys, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy to be here.
Right. So our rats have some place to live. In New York, they just live on the main streets. Jessica, while I have you, talk to us a bit about your first book as well, Secret Chicago.
Yeah, so Secret Chicago came out in 2018, and that's kind of exploring unique and unusual places around the city. So whether there's something that's physically hidden, like, you know, speakeasy from Prohibition, or whether it's something that you might walk by and you don't know that there's a hidden history behind it. So that covers 90 places, mostly in the city, but then some in the suburbs as well. All kinds of interesting and weird places. There's the first nuclear reactor that was experimented with at the University of Chicago, of course, in Hyde Park, is actually buried not too far away in the Cook County Forest Preserve. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people watched Oppenheimer when it came out, the movie. But they don't know that our nuclear reactor history is buried right out in the woods. And you can go and see the marker where it's buried today and, you know, have a picnic there if you want. So that's just one of the weird kind of unusual things that I found for that book. It's a lot of fun.
It's one more of those things. Jessica Malernick, thank you so much for your book. Fascinating. I think you can be a wonderful tour guide of Chicago with all that you now know. It's called Chicago Scavenger, the ultimate guide for Chicago's hidden treasures, available wherever it is that you get your books. Jessica, thank you so much for the book, and thanks for coming
thanks
on
for
with us this
me.
Morning. Appreciate you.
Be thank well. You, Rufus.
All right.